Get a concise daily market update from Charles Schwab, including the latest on U.S. and global economic news, stock updates, monetary policy decisions, and key results and statistics that may impact your trading. Schwab Market Update, an original podcast from Charles Schwab, provides an information-packed daily market recap in 10 minutes or less. Listen today at schwab.com/marketupdatepodcast or wherever you get your podcasts.
The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. But today, everything costs more. So smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one proven platform, helping you reduce IT costs, maintenance costs, and manual errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/earnings. netsuite.com/earnings.
Global business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
And I'm Karen Moscow. This update's brought to you by Interactive Brokers and CME Group. If you're looking for global futures contracts with low trading costs, look no further. Interactive Brokers is the industry leader. Learn more at interactivebrokers.com/CME Group. The automakers are reporting their U.S. sales figures for February. Ford just out, saying sales rose more than 20%, beating analyst estimates. Nissan also beat, as did Fiat Chrysler. U.S. stock index futures, meanwhile, higher. S&P E-mini futures up 13 points. Dow E-mini futures up 88. And NASDAQ E-mini futures up 31. DAX in Germany's up 1.5%. 10-year Treasury up 2/32. The yield 1.72%. NYMEX crude oil up 0.9% or 29 cents to $34.04 a barrel. COMEX gold up 0.6% or $7.60 to $12.42.20 an ounce. The euro, $1.0871, the yen, 113.08. That's a Bloomberg Business Flash. Tom and Mike.
Thanks so much, Karen. Greatly appreciate it. Good morning, everyone. Bloomberg Surveillance from Washington this Super Tuesday. We welcome all of you. Right now, we just talked about econometrics, about the greater economy and the macroeconomics of the nation. Let's talk about the statistical analysis of who's going to vote. Tom Bonnier is with Clarity and has been instrumental. Clarity Campaign Labs.
Now, Target Smart.
I can't keep track of the names. I mean, we're switching from progressive back to liberal as well. But we're going to talk now to someone who actually tries to figure out what we're going to do. How is the world now different than the simple days of the Gallup poll?
It's really infinitely different in so many ways. You know, when we look at the really the last two presidential campaigns, when we look at especially President Obama's campaigns, but also John McCain, Mitt Romney, presidential campaigns have become billion-dollar startups that they ramp up in no time, and they're very high stakes. And so to go along with that, there's been more accountability in how these campaigns spend their money, and a big part of that is data. It's data-driven decision-making. And really the sort of data that is available to campaigns today, is infinitely different from what campaigns used 20, 30 years ago, where really they relied on relatively small sample surveys, long surveys, but they would dig deep into messaging and they deal with the overall strategy, but they really didn't deal with the micro aspects of campaigns, really because they didn't have to, because campaigns didn't really have the capacity nor the ability to communicate on a one-to-one basis like we do now.
Now you can, and you've worked for Democrats for years. Tell me who votes. When Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders face off in a state, you know who's going to vote.
That's right.
And who is whose supporters are actually getting out and voting?
Well, so we have an entire process that we go through where we model the electorate, and we actually apply probabilities to every single voter, 191 million registered voters in this country, and we have a 0 to 100 probability score assigned to every voter on the likelihood that they're going to vote in both the primary election and the general election. Now, generally in these primaries, the people who vote tend to be older. They're people who have voted more in past elections, and really, the pattern that we've seen in the Democratic primary, at least thus far, has been fairly standard. In the 2008 primary, you saw more younger More African-American, more Latino voters participate in the primaries. And that pattern is holding for the most part. There's nothing altogether unusual about the turnout pattern. Bernie Sanders has encouraged some more younger voters to participate in some of the early states thus far, mm-hmm. but really not enough to make a substantial difference.
So you get a call tomorrow morning from Donald Trump's people, and they say, we love what you do. We know you're on the other side of the fence. We need a consultant to tell us what to do. What's your advice to a guy who, it appears to me, hasn't done much data collection?
Mm. Well, first of all, I'd likely tell him to take a hike because
not your side of the fence, yeah.
Not my side of the fence. The Trump campaign is really fascinating in that he is running one of the least sophisticated campaigns in terms of data, technology, analytics, yet he continues to win. It's a very gut instinct driven campaign. He's obviously a very smart businessman. He can walk into a room and he can know immediately what people want to hear. And the room he's in now is the Republican primary. And so he's saying things that those people want to hear. I think we'd hear something very different in the general election. But he has shunned the traditional concept of even polling, something the campaigns have been doing for decades, where he somewhat famously said, why should we poll when the media is doing it for us anyhow? So my advice as a Democrat would be to keep doing what you're doing because he's really wreaking havoc on the Republican.
Well, that's where I want to go next. If Trump is a nominee, there's a lot of talk about what happens down ballot. What do your mm-hmm. numbers suggest? Do you have enough information, enough data to be able to make a forecast?
Well, I'll add this caveat at the outset that Donald Trump in this election year has made a lot of very smart pundits look very stupid thus far. I don't think anyone would have guessed or predicted that he would be where he is now. I could look anywhere and be accurate without even it myself. So in terms of predicting the impact, smart money would say that he would have a catastrophic impact on Republicans up and down the ticket. In hearing your guests earlier today, Vin Weber, Secretary Cohen, it's really remarkable to hear people like that running so far away from
the House
presumptive
be
nominee.
Isolated, given the way the districts have been gerrymandered?
Gerrymandering is a significant issue, and we could talk about that for hours. It's likely at the root of a lot of the problems that this country is facing right now, and so that does insulate a number of districts against the wave, but waves do happen. We saw that happen in 2010. We've seen that happen in 2006 when Democrats took the House back. So this is really an unusual election year we're headed into. So I think all bets are off, and that's why you're seeing so many nervous members of Congress on that side of the aisle.
I didn't even have time to talk to you today, Tom Bonnier, about the strange transformation from liberal to progressive and back to liberal as well. Please, can we speak to you again sometime soon?
I would love that.
Thanks so much for when
great.
You drove
Thanks
in today.
Thanks for having me.
Listening on 99.1 FM Washington and Baltimore. We've got a lot to talk about on Super Tuesday about our economics, about our politics. Trying to give you that this morning, a little less hysteria and a more a take towards information that you can use to help form your decisions. Futures up 14, Dow futures up 94. This is Bloomberg Surveillance.
We are counting down to the opening bell, brought to you by the Jeep Grand Cherokee, the most awarded SUV ever. The Grand Cherokee continues to raise the bar with its luxurious interior and legendary 4x4 capability. Drive one at your local Jeep dealer today.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4x points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4x points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
The countdown has begun. From May 14th to 16th, 1,000 global leaders will gather in Doha for the Qatar Economic Forum powered by Bloomberg. Join heads of state, influential ministers, and leading CEOs to make new connections, gain unique insights, and uncover valuable opportunities in one of the world's most rapidly rising regions. Request your invite for this exclusive event at QatarEconomicForum.com.